whole lot of people are doing something smart to stretch their budgets this year. They're keeping their present cars instead of buying new ones.
Our Ford has 246,000 miles on it.
Our Chrysler has over 153,000 miles.
My name is Johnny, and in March, my SUV turned over 200,000 miles.
Why would people like you and me keep their present cars instead of trading them for new ones?
I save more than $400 a month with no car payments.
And no more car payments.
I'm through with car payments. Fooey.
But if all these people are keeping their cars longer, who do they trust to make sure their cars get them to all the soccer games, birthday parties, and a million other places?
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops.
Merlin.
Oh, nowhere but Merlin.
At Merlin.
More life for you and your car.
Get a $70 rebate with the purchase of 4 Continental tires. Stop by for a free tire inspection or visit Merlins.com for locations and to make an appointment.
If you're looking for the best in local travel and outdoors, check out CBS Local's Best Of section. From one-tank trips and weekend getaways to festivals and sports, we've got the lowdown on all the fun-filled activities that are going on in your area. Just visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com and get ready to do something adventurous that will surely get your heart pumping. Woo-hoo! CBS Local. We know travel and outdoors. We know local.
For the best of nightlife and music near you, visit CBS Local's Best Of homepage. From concerts to girls' night out ideas, we've got it covered. Visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. We know nightlife and music. We know local.
Looking for some great museums, exhibits, and bookstores in your city, but don't know where to find them? Just visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com and quench your thirst for everything arts and culture. CBS Local, we know arts and culture. We know local.
It's Blackhawks Lightning in the Stanley Cup Final. Hawks fans, live the excitement with us before and after every game. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It is 5 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. The Blackhawks basking in the glow of a Game 1 victory over the Lightning down in sunny Florida, and the odds are in their favor for sure for the rest of the series. 77% of the time, Game 1 winner goes on to win the Stanley Cup, and odds are that Joel Quenneville is anxious to see even more improvement from Antoine Vermette.
He's definitely improved. You know, as the playoffs have gone on here, and I think he's had, those two goals have been huge goals for us. And very timely as well. I think his play's picked up. He's been better in the faceoff circle. That line's been improving as we've gone along here. They've scored some big goals. They've had some offensive zone time. So I like his progression here, and it seems like the bigger the games, the more he's up to the challenge. Yeah.
Brian Bickle, though, still a question mark. Got banged up in Game 7 against Anaheim, and no discipline for Andrew Shaw for his supposed bite. Game 2 is coming up Saturday in Tampa. White Sox battle it out for the Rangers one more time. Carlos Rodon on the hill for the Southsiders going against Yovani Gallardo. And the Cubs and Nationals begin a 4-game set in D.C. tonight. Jake Arrieta going against Gio Gonzalez. Junior Lake in the lineup tonight, cleaning up tonight for the Cubs. And also, Jake Arrieta will hit 8th, Addison Russell hitting 9th. A quiet getaway day across the big leagues. Just a couple of games this afternoon. The A's holding off the Tigers 7-5. Detroit's lost 7 straight. Josh Fegley with a 2-run triple for Oakland. Jesse Hahn allowed 1 run in 7 innings to get the win. Orioles edged the Astros 3-2. Adam Jones homer in the 8th was the difference in that one. And the Twins and Red Sox are tied at 4. That game in the 7th inning. Torrey Hunter with a 3-run homer so far in that one for Minnesota. And the NBA Finals finally getting underway tonight with Game 1 in Oakland. Warriors have only lost a couple of times at home this season. Klay Thompson is ready to go, cleared to play with that concussion for Golden State. Kyrie Irving is hoping to play despite knee tendonitis for Cleveland this evening. The Scoreboard Update is brought to you by ClassicTickets.com, your place to buy or sell tickets. And listen to the Scorecard Golf Show every Saturday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. to hear the latest on the Chicago golf scene. And the Scorecard Golf Show is brought to you by the BMW Championship. The BMW Championship, back at Conway Farms this September. Visit BMWChampionship.com for more information. I'm Matt Rodewald. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score tonight at 6:30 when the White Sox take on the Rangers on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
I don't even know where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
And I'm getting tired of talking about this.
Johnny Knox texted me this morning wondering where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
If you guys keep making this stuff up and bringing this stuff up, you're going to deal with me.
Buddy.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I said I will read it. Don't you tell me what I need to say and what I don't need to say.
Who are you crapping?
Who are you crapping?
You're telling me lies, you're putting me down, you're starting to make me cry.
It seems like there's so much BS out there. I mean, I don't know who's making that crap up.
It's like last week you guys had a call and he said, you know, I farm up, who are you crapping? And then it gets on my hair.
One of the things, Mike, that's been pointed out over the course of today and last night after the game is that you seem resigned to the fate after the game, that there wasn't much fire in you, and you sort of stood up before the media and said, well, you know, this is the way it is. Are you resigned to this fate?
You're the same guy that wrote about me when I did have the fire, that was the wrong thing to do. So who are you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't
asking.
Don't crap me. No.
Who you crappin'? Brought to you by Sport Clips with 70 Chicagoland locations. It's good to be a guy. I love to keep this simple. Limit this to something someone said, not something someone did. And if you meander about, as there's been some, we've had a few of those lately, and you don't get to the point, you never will.
And you know the rules that we have for political craps. They are fine as long as they are fair and fit in the parameters of what we're doing and not purely on partisan grounds. Downtown, Eric, you are on the score.
This crap goes out to Matt Abaticola. On Friday at the 2:30 update, Matt checked to make sure that former Bulls coach Tom Thibodeau received the Boers and Bernstein death/fired fanfare, or as Matt called it, the French music. Once Tom got the proper outro, Matt showed off his dry wit by observing, "It's not official until the French people sing in a song that has no lyrics." Matt, what you call the French music is, as I'm sure not a few listeners can tell you, the opening chord to La Marseillaise, the national anthem of France. And while the version played on the show doesn't include them, like every anthem in the world, La Marseillaise has lyrics. We all appreciate the lengths you go to keep Dan and Terry from escaping the Bastille, and that if you occasionally put a frog down your throat, it can be forgiven. Just be sure that before your impure blood soaks the furrows of our field, be sure to ask yourself, who are you crapping?
I just dumped myself.
Thank you, Eric. Michigan Matt has a short, sweet one here for Goldie Hawn in an interview with MSN.com. Lord. Said, getting older is a fact of life. By living mindfully, you understand that there are many transitions in life. You just go through them. Goldie, here's a mirror. And who you crapping?
Yeah, she. You know what, though? I give her credit. I think she's one of those. She hasn't done anything, right?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Has she done the opposite? Oh, that's right. God. She's done the opposite. Yeah. That's okay. She's like the plastic. Yeah, okay. Some of them haven't. I can't remember. There's so many that do, and there's so many that don't touch anything.
Oh, that's touched. That's touched.
It's not moving either, is it?
And Sandwich, this is Mike. He's on the score.
Be gentlemen. This is my first crap.
Good luck with your first crap.
This crap goes out to Bill Wickett, the Lightning's Executive Vice President for Communications. You've made yourself the laughingstock of the NHL with your feeble attempt to, quote, create as much of a hometown environment for Lightning players and our season ticket holders as we can, unquote. From prohibiting out-of-state ticket sales to restricting visiting fans from wearing their team's apparel in parts of the arena, and to the embarrassing parading of your mayor on news outlets laughing about not wanting you in our house, has shown what a classless organization you are. I can see how Astronaut Man must be the secret weapon you held back to parade about behind the Hawks bench that must be the vital piece to intimidate the Hawks into quivering bowls of jello before going on the ice. After last night's loss, what will it be next, Mr. Wicket? Resurrecting Howdy Doody and Claribel the Clown and putting Hawks fans into a Lightning peanut gallery? Maybe splashing down an Apollo command capsule at center ice for astronaut man to leap out of, or requiring Hawks fans to be muzzled prior to entry into the arena. If the fan who flipped Antoine Vermette the bird after scoring the game-winning goal is any indication of your hometown
fan base... I can't hear him, Hon.
Your hometown fan base, then, pal, you need all the help you can get. Mr. Wicket, a little hint. Games are not won by Reds...
Get to it!
I appreciate your writing effort in putting it together, but for the love of God...
Editing.
Get to it.
Here's an example. Parker writes... Presidential candidate, climate denier, and serial hypocrite Rick Santorum thinks the Pope should leave the climate change discussion to the scientists. Santorum, who's also a devout Catholic, went on the radio Monday and said the church has gotten it wrong a few times on science. We probably are better off leaving science to the scientists and focusing on what we're really good at, which is theology and morality. Oh, true enough. The Catholic Church has gotten many things wrong on science, including the roundness of the planet, the efficacy of condoms, and the DNA of homosexuality. The problem for Santorum, however, is that Pope Francis has a master's degree in chemistry from the University of Buenos Aires. Pope Francis is a scientist. The Catholic Church might as well take a shot at 21st century science. 20 centuries of Catholic theology and morality propagated a global epidemic of child sex abuse and bigotry. Rick Santorum, who you crapping? Here's Dave.